Now, you would have heard a lot of talk in recent years about Australia's lagging economic growth. Well, according to a new report from the OECD, there's actually a massive untapped resource that has the power to drastically increase our economic growth, and that's women. Now, the report predicts that economic growth could increase by 20% over 20 years if female participation rate in the workforce matched that of male. Now, joining me to talk about this is Marion Baird. She's Professor of Gender and Employment Relations at the University of Sydney. A very good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I shouldn't have been horrified because I should have already known this, but was quite surprised to see that the employment rate of Australian women ranks us in the lower third of OECD countries. Why are we down so low? What are we doing wrong?
Yeah, well, there are two reasons for this, I think two broad reasons anyway. The first is that Australia's policy setting doesn't really favour women's employment. And when we talk about women's employment, we're actually talking about full-time employment, prime-age employment, for women with children. So that's the category that really has some, if you want to use the OECD language, some capacity to increase their participation. But of course, we don't have the policy settings to really facilitate that, to help those women enter the labour market. And the two big ones are an adequate childcare system and the correct paid parental leave system. We also have fairly inflexible work structures and long working hours. And those three sort of policy areas, I think, are a break on women's employment. The other factor is more a social one, and that is that in Australia we have a strong belief in mothering and having mothers stay at home with their young children, and perhaps even a preference by mothers to spend some of the working week at home with young children. So maternal employment after having a baby is reasonably high, but it's generally part-time employment.
Now, those policies you mentioned before, that infrastructure is fairly hidebound. That's not something that's easily changed, is it?
Well, I mean, it can be changed. We seem to have got ourselves into a complete mess with policy in Australia at the moment. In 2010, the Labor government did introduce the paid parental leave scheme, and that's been very successful. But what wasn't changed is the childcare system. And now we have a situation where the parental leave scheme is under attack again. The childcare system hasn't been fixed. And the disability scheme, which is the other group that could be activated, to use OECD language, that policy is also bound up with parental leave and childcare altogether in this bill before Parliament called the Omnibus Bill. And really that's a fairly tangled set of policy changes now, and I think unlikely that they will all get through. And the problem with that is it's sending very confusing signals to households, to men and women in Australia. It's a very uncertain policy future, and so people probably fairly sensibly are holding back about either going to work or having children. I think the other area we haven't explored at all in Australia is men's participation in care, in childcare. We know that men, particularly in white-collar jobs, work long hours. And of course, if one part of the parenting couple is working long hours, very long hours, then the other part tends to have to stay at home or be more flexible in order to meet the caring demands. So the other area we could change, and this comes into both the social and policy mix, is what is men's role in parenting?
I think Australia's attitude towards gender roles is going to be even harder to change than our policy decisions are.
Well, that's a good point. But look, research around the world does show that if you change policy leaders quite specifically, and there are particular policies you can change, it leads to a change in behaviour. And one good example of that is the introduction of longer paid paternity leave that is based on a use it or lose it basis. If you don't use it, then the couple loses it. And in some schemes, if the men don't use it, the couple lose part of their parental leave as well. So it's a real incentive for men to start using paternity leave.
That's an intriguing concept.
Yeah, but as you say, gender roles in Australia at the moment are fairly stuck. But I don't think that means they wouldn't change. And I think that there's an appetite for that change, especially perhaps amongst younger generation millennials, if you like, of men and women in Australia.
Look, while we're talking about those carer roles, some critics of the report are saying that it wildly undervalues the contribution of stay-at-home mums and the unpaid work that's being done. I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, that's an economic factor. It's the way in which the report uses GDP as the measure of economic growth. Now, GDP is an economic concept that adds up everything of market value, if you like, that's produced by the economy. And so if women go to work, yes, it will increase the GDP because they're being paid a wage and they buy goods and services. But it doesn't value then what it doesn't add at the moment is who is doing the care at home, which is not paid, but it still has to be done. Now, the irony is if a woman stays at home and does the care, that's not counted as GDP. If she goes to work and employs someone else to do the care, that is counted as GDP. But we don't value care very highly in Australia, so those care workers, as we saw on International Women's Day when they walked off the job at 3:30 to try and increase their pay, we could actually increase our GDP if we increase the pay for care workers as well.
Professor, just finally, unless I'm misreading you, you sound cautiously optimistic that we could actually make some changes and sort of change the way gender employment is treated within the genders.
Oh, I think we could, but it takes political will as well. I have a fairly firm belief that if we get the policy settings right, women in Australia would want to increase their participation rates. But they won't do it at the expense of leaving their children in undervalued care. So I don't say that this would be a massive shift, and I don't know that it would necessarily happen immediately, but we could certainly work to a slightly different policy setting than we have now. I mean, Australia has shown it can introduce new policies. Our problem is they then get tangled up in these political debates and we don't stick to the one policy and continue on that path.
Professor, sadly we will have to leave it there, but thank you so much for talking this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you. Professor Marion Baird there. She teaches gender and employment relations at the University of Sydney. Bit of a breakdown of the OECD report and whether Australia could capitalise on some of the recommendations and what sort of infrastructure and policy changes and societal changes we need to make to do it.